From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. World powers have announced a new peace effort aimed at ending the Syrian civil war. The UN-led process, announced Friday, includes talks between the Syrian government and opposition and a ceasefire that would still allow strikes against terrorist groups. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and U.N. Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura announced the plans in a news conference Friday in Vienna. Kerry said even though the parties disagree on some issues, the U.N. process is an important step in the right direction.
We invited the UN to convene representatives of the government of Syria and the Syrian opposition for a political process leading to a credible, inclusive, non-sectarian governance, followed by a new constitution and elections.
The plan does not say what should become of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Kerry was speaking just hours after the White House announced that a small team of American commandos would deploy in northern Syria to assist opposition groups in fighting the Islamic State. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that President Obama has authorized fewer than 50 special operations forces to coordinate Syrian local fighter movements with the U.S.-led coalition.
The president does expect that they can have an impact in intensifying our strategy for building the capacity of local forces inside of Syria to taking the fight on the ground to ISIL in their own country.
The deployment marks the first time that U.S. ground forces have been sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has criticized European countries for failing to uphold their values and provide for thousands of migrants crossing into the continent. The statement came as the International Organization for Migration reported migrant deaths on the Mediterranean sea routes to Europe are breaking all previous records. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, more than 3,300 people have died so far this year.
The International Organization for Migration reports deaths off the Greek islands, notably Lesbos and Samos, have surged with the cold weather setting in. It estimates 435 men, women, and children have died on the eastern Mediterranean route linking Turkey to Greece in the last 3.5 weeks. The past few days have been replete with shipwrecks and deaths. IOM describes Wednesday, October 28th, as the deadliest day in the Mediterranean waters this year. The UN Refugee Agency warns the seaborne death toll will continue to rise as long as thousands of refugees are forced to make these perilous journeys to escape war and persecution. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama says he plans to remove Burundi from a U.S. trade preference program because of a worsening crackdown on political dissent and Burundi's president taking a controversial third term in office. In a letter to Congress Friday, Mr. Obama said the violence against Burundi's opposition includes assassinations, extrajudicial killings, arbitrary arrests, and torture. President Obama said the violence in Burundi worsened significantly during the election campaign that returned President Pierre Nkurunziza to power earlier this year. The decision by Nkurunziza to run for a third term sparked anger from many Burundians who said he was violating the constitution and the Arusha Accord that ended the country's 13-year civil war. Meanwhile, Mr. Obama says a 2-year government spending plan that the U.S. Congress completed early Friday is a responsible plan, and he will sign it as soon as it reaches his desk. The U.S. Senate passed the spending plan early Friday morning. The House had approved it on Wednesday. It limits the overall size of the U.S. budget to about $4 trillion a year through March of 2017. It also extends the government's borrowing authority, eliminating the possibility that the United States could default on its long-term debt obligations. And researchers say they have come up with a way to make cancer surgeries more effective. They inject cancer cells with a substance that makes them glow in near-infrared light. Researchers say it's like giving doctors a second set of eyes. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.